Diary, June 1873. June 1st to June 30th, 1873. Battle Creek. I am sick. I have no appetite. I have but little courage. My husband desired a few to go to a grove about 2 miles and converse and pray, hoping to gain light and relief from perplexity. This meeting was not agreeable to me and gave me no relief. I must think that my work is about done. I seem to be hedged in on every side. I long for light and freedom, but it seems a great way off. My brethren cannot help me because they don't know how. God alone can help me. My husband is in great distress of mind. We arose at 12 o'clock. I read a testimony given 1865. We retired at 3 in the morning. Battle Creek. We had a painful interview at the office. I felt compelled to express my true convictions and the position my husband should occupy as a counselor. How much was comprehended in being a counselor? That he must shun many burdens that he too readily accepted. I stated to the brethren that I must go to bear my testimony to the Iowa camp meeting. My husband said that he should go with me. Battle Creek. Sister Hall and myself took bath at Institute. My husband seems relieved. We had a praying season on the grass plot east of our house. Sister Sawyer came from Potterville in the evening. Battle Creek. I decided that I must go to the camp meeting and made preparations accordingly. In the morning, my husband and myself had a very pleasant interview. We decided to renew our covenant with God and with each other, to be a help and blessing to each other, to show greater respect and love for each other, and to build each other up in the work of God and never weaken each other's hands. Mr. Walling came and pressed us to leave upon the night train, but we were not prepared to go. We told him to go on, and we would follow. He left on the night train. My husband had an ill turn. We had a season of prayer in our chamber. We called the brethren together and had a season of prayer for more clear understanding of duty. I felt that it was my duty to go to Iowa camp meeting. We had 2 praying seasons. We finally decided to go on the morning train. We had to make hasty preparations. We had ample time to get to the cars. We waited 3/4 of an hour for the western train. My husband improved in health and spirits as we journeyed. We took sleeping cars at Chicago. Washington, Iowa. We all rested well during the night. We had a very pleasant journey. Arrived at Washington about 11 o'clock. We found teams there which took us to the campground. Brother Butler was preaching to the people. After meeting, we took some refreshments and returned to our home. Took bath, rested, and returned to the evening meeting. My husband spoke with freedom. Brother Morrison spoke in afternoon. Washington, Iowa. Brother Butler spoke in forenoon. We attended meeting. Took no part till afternoon. I spoke from this text, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate," etc. Luke 13, verse 24. I had freedom. I then called for those who desired to be Christians and those who were backsliders to come forward and show their desire, and we would pray for them. Between 30 and 40 responded, middle-aged people and youth. There seemed to be really earnest seekers for salvation. I entreated the people by earnest appeals to come to Christ. We then stepped from the stand and prayed for those who had come forward. Brother Nicola, Brother Butler, and myself prayed. It was an interesting occasion. Meetings were held in tents for the benefit especially of those seeking salvation. I spoke also in the evening to a large congregation upon the temptations of Christ in the wilderness. I have labored earnestly and was considerably wearied. Washington, Iowa. We rested well during the night. Brother Butler spoke with great freedom nearly 3 hours upon the subject of schools and the cause being extended and expanded. We do not keep pace with the providence of God. My husband spoke in forenoon from these words: "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3, verse 15. I spoke in the afternoon from the last verses of Matthew 6. I spoke upon God in nature. I had an attentive audience. My husband spoke at 5 o'clock, about 30 minutes. There were about 200 from Sigourney that left on the 6 o'clock train. I spoke in the evening. There was some fear of rain, which led me to cut short my speaking. Washington, Iowa.
No rain yet. We went upon the ground early. Brother Butler was talking to the people. In the forenoon, my husband talked quite profitably on the progress of the cause of present truth. He had considerable freedom. I spoke in the afternoon from 2 Peter. I had freedom in talking. After I had spoken 1 hour, I invited those who wished to be Christians to come forward. Between 30 and 40 came forward quietly, without excitement, and occupied the front seats. I spoke with them in regard to making an entire surrender to God. We had a praying season for those who came forward. We had a very precious season of prayer. Those who wished baptism were requested to signify it by rising. Quite a number arose. The candidates were then examined and afterward repaired to the water, and Brother Butler buried 25 beneath the water. It was a very interesting occasion. Washington, Iowa. It is pleasant. My husband rested well during the night. We went early upon the ground. We had a closing meeting of deep interest. My husband addressed the people and gave important testimony in favor of Health Institute and Association. I then bade them farewell with these words of warning: to watch as they returned home, and not leave Jesus behind, as did Joseph and Mary when they returned from Jerusalem. There was much tenderness of feeling in the congregation. We then bade them all farewell and returned to our home to rest. In the afternoon, we rode down again upon the ground to see Brother Henry Nicola. Brother and Sister Matthews called on us. Brother Matthews is in a critical condition of health. He has lost his voice. They were anxious to go to Health Institute, but were unable to pay for treatment. We consulted Brother Henry Nicola in regard to the case. Washington, Iowa. It is a beautiful day. My husband and myself feel much worn from our labors during the camp meeting. Sister Nicola is here at Brother Wheeler's, waiting for her husband to get ready to return home. We walked out in the orchard and had a season of prayer. We feel very anxious to know our duty. We do not want to make any wrong moves. We need sanctified judgment and heavenly wisdom to move in the counsel of God. We cry unto God for light and grace. We must have help from God, or we perish. Our earnest cry is for the direction of God's Holy Spirit. We dare not move in any direction without clear light. Esther Kilgore is doing the work this week. Washington, Iowa. It is a beautiful day. My husband rested very well through the night. He had an ill turn. I arose and bowed before God in prayer that he would relieve him from distress and give him quiet rest. He slept well the remainder of the night. My husband is directing about the farm. The rain has been so abundant that the ground could not be worked. Gave my husband a pack. After he came out, took one myself.
We then took sun bath. Both felt better in the afternoon for this treatment. My husband worked out most of the day. A gentleman by the name of Black came for books to read upon present truth. Lent him some. He is 80 years old. He attended the camp meeting, walked 2 miles and back from the meeting. We had our season of prayer at 6 o'clock in the orchard. We felt some freedom in drawing near to God. Esther gave me movements. Willie gave his father movements. Brother and sister Nicola left during the afternoon for their home. Washington, Iowa. It is a beautiful morning. My husband rested quite well through the night. He had one discouraging turn, but fell asleep and rested well. My heart today is unusually depressed. We went out about 12 miles to Brother Nicola's. The road was bad. We did not get there until they were all abed. They received us with cheerfulness and soon had us all comfortably cared for the night. Washington, Iowa. It is a beautiful day. My husband had a very bad night. Willie waited upon him, and neither obtained much rest till after midnight. My husband was much discouraged and sick all day. I was sick, and we were both very desponding. Neither of us attended meeting. Washington, Iowa. My husband was much troubled in mind and was far from being at rest. We arose at 3 o'clock in the morning. We talked, conversed together some time. We prayed in brokenness of spirit to the Lord for his dear son's sake to deliver us from Satan's buffetings. We experienced some relief. We took an early breakfast and started homeward. The air seemed fresh and invigorating. There was a beautiful rainbow, and we had a soft shower while the sun was shining in the heavens. We had a very precious season of prayer under a large tree on our farm. We regret that there is no favorable place for retirement and prayer on our farm. We shall plant trees and make one. We rode out in the evening and went much greater distance than we designed. We did not return home till past 9 o'clock. Washington, Iowa. We have another beautiful morning. The atmosphere is rather oppressive because of heat. Brethren and sisters met to help mend the old tent, that it may be used this summer. The tent was taken out and spread upon the grass in our front yard, and all worked busily at it all day. We went to the city twice, purchased some goods. We received letter from Brother Butler. We received package by express, paid $2. We are undecided whether to leave this week for Colorado or remain another week. We had a precious season of prayer, and we feel encouraged that the Lord will yet strengthen us to labor in his cause. My husband had a dream which greatly encouraged him. He is feeling cheerful. Hester gave me movements. Willie gave his father movements. Washington, Iowa. It is another lovely morning. The birds are singing their morning songs of praise to their Creator. The air is cool as though there had been a shower, but we have seen no rain. I prepared manuscript for instructor, which occupied my time through the day. At night, Esther, my husband, and myself gathered clover tops to dry. We rode out, not knowing whither. We finally came to a crossroad which brought us to our home. We rode about 12 miles. My husband pitched tent in our garden. Washington, Iowa. We have had a pleasant day, but quite warm. I prepared my matter for reformer with but little taxation. About noon, we rode out to Brother Kilgore's. We devoted our time to sewing, using Asenath's machine. Lay down and rested. My husband is debilitated in consequence of heat. We made him a bed in the clover patch. He wrote some. My husband spent some time writing on our way to Brother Kilgore's. Received a letter from Orrin Jones in regard to building the third office building. My husband dictated an answer. Will wrote for him. We gathered clover as it commenced to grow dark.
We returned home after dark. Washington, Iowa. We have a beautiful day. I am sick. Took treatment, pack, and sun bath. Brother Adams, his wife, and son's wife called. We did not visit with them, for we were sick. Took bath and movements, and went to rest. Washington, Iowa. It is another nice day. I am still indisposed. Brother Kilgore called. Made a plea for us to speak to the people in his locality Sunday or Sabbath. We were sorry to tell him we were not able. We took treatment. We were sick all day. Washington, Iowa. A beautiful day, rather warm. Took a pack. Felt better. Wrote 15 pages on sufferings of Christ. I became much interested in my subject. Brother Wheeler, Hester, and Brother Van Ostrand went to the meeting. We had some prospect of rain. Called the family together and read the matter I had written. All seemed interested. Washington, Iowa. We are still writing. Devoted the day to writing. Felt quite weary before night. My husband has been writing on the advancement of the cause. Sister Hall and Willie are interested in packing. We are packed for our journey. Sister Kilgore and Mamie came to help us get off in right shape. We feel thankful for their help. Asenath sent me strawberries. My husband and I had a season of prayer together before taking the cars. We took the cars about 6 o'clock. We were fortunate in getting a sleeping car. Paid only $3 for 2 berths. It was a very warm night. Sister Hall and myself took the upper berth, and we could not get sufficient air for comfort. My husband rested well. We have had a very pleasant day. We see signs of a very powerful storm. We had none of it where we were, but we have come into the section of the storm. The people where this storm came say it rained powerfully from 11 o'clock until 3 in the morning. The mud and water stood on the tracks in some places several inches deep. They finally ventured upon the track, and we passed through mud and water safely. We changed cars at Omaha about 11 o'clock. My husband and Sister Hall walked to the office of the General Superintendent of the Road to get reduction in fare. He was successful in getting off $30 for himself and the same for me. We purchased pass tickets for California. We could not get desirable berths, but we got a small stateroom. My husband came back almost fainting from his walking to the General Superintendent's office. We bathed his head and fanned him, and he found relief. My husband and myself occupied the stateroom. Sister Hall and Willie kept the seats in the car and rested very well. We had no dust. We could not have had a more favorable time for traveling. At Cheyenne, we changed cars for Denver. The heat on this last 100 miles was almost beyond endurance. The blood rushed to my head, and my face felt burned. The very air seemed hot and seemed to burn our flesh. It seemed some like the time that will scorch men with heat. We were 1 hour behind time. We did not get to Denver till about 30 minutes past 7 o'clock. We hired an express wagon and were taken to my niece, Louise Wallings. We were well received, and we were very weary and glad to get to rest. Denver, Colorado. We have all rested well. It has been a cool night. It is a beautiful morning. We walked out to purchase some things, but did not expend anything. Denver. Another beautiful day. We walked 1 mile and back from the city stores 3 times. We ordered mattresses made of white hair and a couple of pillows. We have much confusion among the children. Cannot write. We purchased cloth and batting for comforts. Linen for Willie a coat. Denver. We have another beautiful day, but quite warm. We took our writing and walked quite a distance to the shade of a tree to find a quiet place to write. We enjoyed the quiet, but the shade was not sufficient to prevent our being burned by the sun. My husband corrected a sermon which has been reported to be put in the review. We took our simple lunch under the tree. About noon, we saw a covered carriage coming towards us. It was Mr. Walling. We decided to start after sundown that night for the mountains. We did not get away from the city until past 8 o'clock. We traveled to Golden City and put up at a hotel. We did not get to rest before 1 o'clock. Colorado. We all rested the few hours of the night after we retired. We were on our way about 7:30. We rode about 3 miles and stopped for breakfast. We purchased milk and had a very good breakfast. The scenery is very grand. Large mountains of rock stretching toward heaven, tower one above another. My husband endured the journey well. We took dinner and enjoyed eating in the open air. My husband has been wonderfully preserved. We turned out for an ox team and were obliged to go up an embankment. In descending, one of the horses refused to obey the rein. My husband saw that the carriage was tipping over. He jumped out but was thrown under the wheel, and the wheel ran over him. Sister Hall and myself sprang from the carriage to obtain the lines. I looked to see how badly my husband was hurt. He was bruised, but no bones were broken. We felt gratitude to God for his preservation. Walling's Mills, Colorado. Pleasant today. We arrived at the mills late in the afternoon. Rested well during the night. At our special request, we went to the old mill and commenced housekeeping. Mr. Walling and Mr. Lasley accommodated us to many things to make things convenient. We feel deeply grateful for their kindness. We commenced cleaning to get settled. Cleaned 2 rooms. Tack off a comfort. Mr. Walling came with second load of furniture and things he thought we needed. We have all been very busy and cheerful in our work. We had a praying season in the woods. We prayed earnestly to God to let his blessing rest upon us as we were settling in the mountains, that we might have strength and retirement to write.